Well, there are a number of connections that he has to groups that I think are out of step with voters, Republicans, Democrats, and independents in this county, in this district, and really across the state. He is very closely tied with an organization called the League of the South. In fact, he was one of their board members previously. And the purpose of that organization is actually to encourage secession from the United States of America. They also have in their writings and in things that they've published very racial undertones, strong racial undertones. And the organization itself, it really stands out as being not a mainstream sort of organization representative of people in this district and in this state.
Southern Poverty Law Center even calls it a hate group, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it does. Yes. And it's easy to see why if you, you know, you can go on their website and research what they do. Mr. Peruca also has his own organization. It's called the Institute on the Constitution. And on their website, you see things that allude to similar theories, as well as, you know, things that he's written, things that he's done publicly, and YouTube videos that you can see where he talks about women being subservient to men. He talks about biblical connections to laws and basically saying that any law that's not based on the Bible is invalid. And the problem with that I have with that is that you get into questions of what versions are you talking of the Bible and what extremes do you go to, because obviously the Bible, the Old Testament certainly has an awful lot of things that I think most people wouldn't agree with today, including, you know, stonings and things like that. So we really, you know, it's the whole mantra that he puts out there is concerning, I think, to every voter in this district. And it's important to note that this is not a representative of the Republican Party. He actually just joined the Republican Party in January and kind of usurped, took advantage of a tough primary that we had here between two other candidates and was able to sort of squeak in. But really, just a year ago, he was trashing the Republican Party. He actually ran against George W. Bush for president of the United States. I mean, this guy is not representative of Republicans. He's not representative of Democrats or independents.
And as we speak, some folks from the state Republican Party are meeting with him to talk about this. Why is it important, though, for Larry Hogan, Steve Shue, other Republican candidates to renounce him? Why don't you just, you know, let this guy campaign and the voters of the 5th District decide between you and him? Why should other Republicans step in this here?
I think this guy is not fit for public office. His views are so extreme that it just isn't acceptable to have somebody like that representing any community. And they need, I feel that very strongly, the Republicans need to come out and be supportive of the effort to prevent him from doing so. Really, what, you know, it's in their own best interest as far as appealing to a broader electorate, but it's also in their own best interest as they, you know, as they continue doing the work of their party. This is a distraction for them.
But they'll also argue that, look, he won the primary fair and square.
It is true. He did get more votes in the primary, but you also have to remember that ultimately primaries are based on just several factors, one being low turnout, another being split votes among different candidates. What we had in this particular case was the incumbent Dick Ladd faced a very strong challenge from Maureen Carr York, and each of them basically split the sort of mainstream Republican vote. And then he was able to come in and sway enough of kind of those extreme Tea Partiers and people who even go well beyond that, obviously, and bring them into the fold. And when you combine that with low voter turnout, it really affects the results of the election. And people didn't know going into that race necessarily all about his background. He, in fact, actually just a few days before the election spent quite a bit of money on media emphasizing lower taxes, which is obviously something that's going to appeal to those voters. But without people knowing about these other issues in his past and with the two main Republicans challenging each other and not focusing so much on him, I think a lot of people probably voted for him not realizing what all of his baggage was.
You're not saying he won the election illegally or
No, not at all. Yeah. I just think that what happened was, you know, a lot of voters didn't realize who he was, and he took advantage of the fact that you had sort of this split vote between Maureen and Dick. And, you know, unfortunately in primaries, just a lot of people don't vote. And when you have that that situation, a lot of people can, you know, you can have candidates like this come out of the woodwork. And if they pull together enough of their supporters, it can take over the party, even though that's not the true views of the party or the true values of the Republican Party.
Dare I ask, if you're invited to debate him or he asks, I want to debate you, would you do it?
Absolutely. You know, he is he's a good speaker. He's a good debater. You know, he's done a lot of work with speaking with his institute that he runs. But I feel very strongly that someone needs to be able to confront him on certain issues and be able to go back and forth with him and try to explain some of them. You know, I don't see him hiding from anything that he's done, which is respectable. But, you know, I think people need to understand that when he says X, Y, Z, this is what he means, and have someone be able to force clarification on that. And I would absolutely like that.